You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Rockefeller's covered in the lights. Families are playing on the ice. From Harlem to the Battery, every corner.
Hi, I'm Adam Anders, producer and executive music producer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Gordon Cox. I am the contributing theater editor at Variety and the host of Variety's Stagecraft podcast. You met Ryan Murphy. How did that happen?
Wow. Yeah. So I was, I did a bunch of musicals for Disney, actually. And it was funny because I'd done High School Musical 3, the movie, and I'd done a bunch of stuff for Fox for other shows, mostly theme songs. And Fox was like, you need to meet Adam because they need to figure out the music for Glee. And of course, I'd done High School Musical, which was the antithesis of what he wanted Glee to be. So he wanted nothing to do with me. So we didn't have the best start to our relationship, just because, you know, it's funny. My first meeting with him, you know, you had those meetings in your life where you had these, oh, that was an incredible meeting. And you had like, oh, man, I remember that was a nightmare. And that meeting did not go great. I'm just going to say that. And Ryan, if you're listening, you may have different recollection of it. But it was not one of my best meetings. But the thing that I did leave him with was I felt strongly Glee shouldn't sound like karaoke. And that was kind of what I left him with, just, you know, whoever does this, you know, make sure it doesn't sound like karaoke. And I think that stuck with him.
Can you tell me what that means? Can you go into a little detail about that?
Well, you know, in TV, you have so little time, right? Mm-hmm. You have to turn around an episode every 8 days on an hour show. Right. And how do you produce almost an album's worth of music in 8 days and not have it feel canned? You know, mm-hmm. how do you make it, you know, you've all heard karaoke tracks, like the karaoke version of your favorite song. And it sounds cheesier. It sounds cheaper. Mm-hmm. It sounds thrown together. It's done so it can change keys. You know, it's just kind of a crappy version of the original. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to fully produce it. It sounds like
absolutely.
Fully produce those tracks. Yeah.
Yeah. So something about that conversation, even though I thought it went terribly, stuck with Ryan. And then, you know, he offered me the show with one caveat. He wanted me to do a song, like kind of an audition song, because he'd had a lot of, you know, things not work. Mm-hmm. And we did Rehab by Amy Winehouse, and he kind of said, you know, do what you pitched me. You know, and if you can do that, then the show's yours, you know. Mm-hmm. And we brought in, I think, over 100 singers, and I picked like the 12, 13 that I thought sounded like Glee to me and didn't sound like a bunch of old studio singers, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I brought in my partner, Pierre, and we worked on the track, and it was important to me. And it actually took a while to close the deal with Fox because, you know, TV's used to very cheap budgets for music.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for a cheap budget. I need record budgets. I need to make albums here. So that was a big moment too, that we got them to agree to that. And that was, again, Ryan's, you know, genius. He gives creatives what they need.
And how, that evolved into an ongoing working relationship with Ryan, can you describe for us kind of what your process is, what the two of you have now sort of made your process as you go along?
We definitely have a shorthand, you know, and he doesn't necessarily have a musical language. He's a very musical guy, whether he admits it or not. And he's actually a great singer. And I am, like, one of my life goals is to have him sing something and record it and put it out, which he thinks is a trap, but it's really not. He's a great singer. But so he's super musical and his instincts are so great that I try to just kind of, in the beginning, I just tried to decipher, like, what does he mean by that? You know, because he didn't have that musical language at the time. I think he has a lot more now because we've produced so much together. But so it started off just figuring out what he had in his head and getting that down on tape. And honestly, it went really well because we did that Rehab, Amy Winehouse track. And I guess it was exactly what he had in his head because he flipped out. And then it was just like, boom, we're going. And it was honestly, to this day, Ryan is the single most fulfilling creative partnership I think I've had in my career. I think it's just, he gives so much freedom within the structure of what we're doing to creatives, and he trusts the people he trusts, you know, to do their thing. And it's just been really great. And then he protects you in your creative process. He doesn't let people meddle. And I think one of the things I've found in my career that frustrated me very much about the record business and why I wanted to kind of move away from that was everything kind of seemed to be done by committee. And I've never felt art is done well by committee. I think you got to let people do what they do and trust them. So I think one of the greatest things about working with Ryan is the freedom to create and to do your best work.
What did you find, I guess, particularly in the beginning were some of the challenges of just cramming all that music in at such a breakneck pace? I mean, even once they, you know, gave you the budget that you wanted to, you still had to do how many songs per episode was it? It's a lot. And you had what, 8 days to do it?
It was supposed to be 2 songs per episode in the beginning. That changed very quickly with the success of the music. And then it became like upwards of 8 per episode. Which for Pierre and I, you know, we started off both working in LA together going, oh, this is no problem. 2 songs a week. And it became like, holy crap, you go back to Sweden. We need more time in the day and we have a 9-hour time difference. So we found out we can get like, you know, 33 hours a day if you're over there and I'm over here. And it sounds silly, but it saved our butts. Because then he built a team over there to support him and I built one here. And we were just panicking to hire people and like, how do we build this machine and still have it be, you know, what it needs to be and turn around, you know, an insane amount of music in a week. It's just, and have it not suffer quality wise. And that we just never, and that's one of the things I'm proud of, Pierre and I never settled on a song. We never like, that's fine, just whatever. We never did that. We made up our minds early on, we're not going to settle. And if it means we have to start over in the middle of the night, we're starting over in the middle of the night. I'm pretty proud of that fact.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of the Broadway Podcast Network in association with Netflix and Sony Masterworks.